WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. It's your girl Riley Hart here, back with another dose of real talk on healthy boundaries, protect your peace. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful. Cultivating gratitude and appreciation through, you guessed it, healthy boundaries. Ever feel like life is a constant whirlwind of demands, expectations, and obligations? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than the scroll on your phone, and your energy reserves are running drier than the Sahara Desert? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about becoming a hermit or saying no to everything. It's about consciously choosing what you say yes to, protecting your precious time and energy, and creating space for genuine gratitude and appreciation in your life. So, how exactly do these two things, healthy boundaries and gratitude, go hand in hand? Buckle up, because we're about to uncover 5 key takeaways that will completely shift your perspective. Number 1. Saying no is a powerful act of self-love. Seriously, it allows you to prioritize what truly matters to you, which means more time and energy for the things, and people, that bring you joy. Think about it like this. Saying yes to everything is like trying to juggle a million flaming torches. Eventually, one's gonna drop, and trust me, that's not fun. By setting boundaries, you can focus on a few key things and do them well, instead of spreading yourself thin and burning out. Number 2. Boundaries create space for appreciation. When we feel overwhelmed and constantly pulled in different directions, it's easy to take the good stuff for granted. But when we consciously choose how we spend our time and energy, we can start to truly savor the little moments. A delicious cup of coffee, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, even just a few minutes of peaceful quiet. Number 3. Boundaries foster authentic relationships. Think about it. Relationships thrive on respect and open communication. When we set boundaries, we're communicating our needs and values clearly, which allows others to understand us better and build stronger connections based on mutual respect. It's like saying, "Hey, I care about you, and this is what makes me feel good." Number 4. Boundaries boost your self-esteem. When we say no to things that don't align with our values or goals, we're essentially saying yes to ourselves. It takes courage to stand up for what we believe in, and that confidence spills over into every aspect of our lives. Number 5. Boundaries are a journey, not a destination. It's okay if you don't get it perfect right away. Start small, experiment with different approaches, and be kind to yourself along the way. Remember, setting healthy boundaries is an act of self-care, and self-care is always worth it. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom who juggles work, family, and a million other responsibilities. She constantly felt overwhelmed and resentful. One day, she realized that she needed to set some boundaries. So, she started saying no to extra commitments, delegated tasks whenever possible, and carved out dedicated time for herself each week. The result? Sarah felt more balanced, energized, and grateful for the moments she had with her loved ones. She even rediscovered her passion for painting. See, boundaries aren't just about saying no, they're about creating space for the things that truly matter. They allow us to cultivate gratitude, appreciate the little things, and live a more fulfilling life. So, my friends, I challenge you to start setting some healthy boundaries today. Take stock of your time and energy, identify what drains you, and say yes to the things that bring you joy. Remember, you deserve peace, and you have the power to create it. Want to keep the conversation going? Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts on healthy boundaries. What are some ways you've successfully incorporated them into your life? Let's inspire each other to protect our peace and live with more intention and gratitude. See y'all in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.